Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. There's no business like your business. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank, banking for good. Member FDIC.
You're listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 1043, The Fan.
Cecil, baby. I love this music. It's ominous. And now I hate it, but it's okay. Whoa. I mean, I get it.
Get it, Cecil. Get it, Cecil.
So you're not at Famous Dave's tonight, but you're still doing your fantasy show. Is that right?
Yeah, doing the fantasy show in studio, and then I've got some good neighbors back here in Roxboro, so I got to get back for our Halloween party
because you got some great neighbors.
Great neighbors,
right?
Hey, Cecil, do you have great neighbors?
I have great neighbors in Roxboro. We get great time on Halloween.
And you guys will walk around and...
Great neighbors, by the way, if you're tuning in late, is code for small glasses with ice cubes.
Yellow shot.
Al opened up the show with, yeah, we go trick-or-treating until 9 o'clock. And I go, why? Oh, we have great neighbors. Okay.
I have great neighbors. What can I say?
Just as long as everybody knows.
Me and my neighbors, we're just kind of going. Just make sure the kids are safe.
Yeah, small glasses. Okay. What are you dressed up as? I'm an ad man from the 60s. You know, I got my small glass. I got Don Draper suit on. Cecil, what was it like looking at Demaryius Thomas's empty locker today? Oh, my goodness.
Sad. I mean, that's what it was. Even Case Keenum said that today to us. Like, he was sad, and kind of the general vibe in there is like, there's a large presence that's gone. Now, you'll have to fill that, and that's, you know, up to Cortland Sutton, but it just was kind of one of those sad days. Here's the thing about the NFL, as you well know, guys, like, it's going to be one day, and then they'll get over it, and they'll move on. I'm not sensing any sort of TJ Ward, shake your fist at the air, why would they do this? Guys kind of expected this. Guys anticipated it. And when we talked to Emmanuel Sanders yesterday, he even said, like, he went to DT's house the night before because he thought it would happen on Tuesday, and it did. But it certainly was a sad locker room. And listen, DT's locker room is right next to Sanders. So that's, a big sign, like, okay, Sanders, you wanted to be the number one. You are. And that only doesn't mean just on the field. He's got to help mentor these young guys off the field as well and give them tips, give them tricks, because they are really young behind Sanders.
When you look at the past NFL draft, you saw DJ Moore go in the first round before Sutton. You saw Calvin Ridley, who looks like a superstar out there in Atlanta, go before Cortland Sutton. And then you say... Who made the mistake? Did both of those teams make mistakes by not taking a guy like Cortland Sutton?
You know, and Carolina's got a big man already in Devin Funchess, so maybe they looked at that and thought they wanted more of a speedster like DJ Moore, who I really like, from Maryland and had a first-round grade on. But I had a first-round grade on Cortland Sutton. Who messed up is Dallas. Dallas messed up. Now they got Leighton Vander Esch, who's a nice young linebacker, but that's a linebacker. And I mean, they had to give up a first-round pick for Amari Cooper. You don't do that if you would have used your first-round pick on Cortland Sutton. And I was in Dallas for the draft, as we all know. I get off the plane. I'm at Love Field, not at DFW. And there's this huge mural, SMU. It is huge, like three stories tall, Cortland Sutton. And I've talked to Cortland about that. I was like, you thought Dallas was going to take you, didn't you? He's like, yeah. I mean, he should have been a first-round pick. The Broncos essentially got two first-round picks in this year's draft, and now it's time for Cortland to step up.
Is there any way that people will forget about Demaryius Thomas from the last eight games of this regular season from the numbers that Cortland Sutton could put up?
I think Cortland is going to remind us of a young DT. So it'll be kind of with like a heavy heart when you watch Sutton play, because one of the plays that I anticipate will come back is the wide receiver screen. And we were all at the Super Bowl in Houston when Demaryius was running around saying, I get my play back, because, well, Mike McCoy was supposed to be the answer at offensive coordinator. But we remember that excitement from Demaryius, because they had kind of went away from that wide receiver screen that he loved so much. I think now you'll see that more open. It's not just about the jump balls. And by the way, there's a huge window. It's called the sky that Case Keenum can throw up to Cortland Sutton, because his catch rate is the size of a two-car garage door. So just throw it up, let the big man go get it. That's what we think of. But I also think he's faster than people think. And Al, you know that play speed. You know that pad speed. Watch Cortland Sutton. People may look at a time speed and go, well, he's not really that fast. No, no, he plays a lot faster than people think. So bringing back that wide receiver screen, I think, is going to remind us of a young Demaryius Thomas, to get us excited, but also have like a little twinge of sadness with it as well.
How are we injury-wise? And Sue Cravens is returning, correct?
Yeah, Cravens and also Jordan Taylor. Very interesting comments from Vance.
Taylor's returning this week?
Well, they have to make a decision. They have got a three-week window here. So if they want to bring back Jordan Taylor, somebody's got to go. Now, whoever that is, we can talk about that all day. But Cravens, Jordan Taylor could be back. This team is getting healthier. I don't expect Royce Freeman this week. We'll know more on Friday.
Well, but like Cravens and Taylor, by the way, they were not hurting against the 53. DT goes away. You got a spot to fill. But when they come back, they count against the 53. So, gosh, I think Cravens fills that spot. I don't know if Jordan Taylor comes up, you'd have to cut Isaiah McKenzie again.
Yeah, and that's what I think happens. I think Jordan Taylor activated. I think McKenzie goes back down because Taylor, a pinch, can be a punt returner. And also, he brings a different skill set outside of Sutton now. You know, but we had talked about it before they drafted Sutton, of course. Like, man, Jordan Taylor with that size and that speed and that, you know, go down the field on a nine route, well, he can do that. And it's kind of a little bit different from what Deshaun Hamilton brings or Emmanuel Sanders brings. And certainly Cortland Sutton is much, much better. He should show off those first-round tools early and often. And in fact, I would anticipate a larger day for Sutton on Sunday than Demaryius. Even these two teams are very, very similar in what they do.
You know, stuff.
You know, I just want to ask you real quick. The guy that I loved when he was just a young pup coming out of Miami was none other than Lamar Miller. Right now, he's averaging 4.5 yards, 4.3 for a career. Do we have to get worried about Lamar Miller this weekend? Not as the running back, but as a receiver against our linebackers?
Yeah, and I remember you and I talking about Miller when he came out in 2012, come out of the U, right? And
right.
5'11", 212, kind of a larger Clinton Portis, and that's where the receiving game comes in. And when you look at him overall in his career, he catches, you know, 35, 40 passes a year, but he's starting to get used more. As Deshaun Watson is becoming more comfortable now. It wasn't quite the same early on the season, the 0-3 slide, but Deshaun Watson getting more comfortable out there and comfortable throwing more passes to Lamar Miller, that's where he can hurt you. So you could try to bottle him up, and maybe you could be successful as that. But as a receiver is where Miller could hurt this Broncos team, because linebackers in coverage, it's a problem for this team. They're going to expose that with Miller. And also don't forget the tight end, Jordan Thomas. Big fatso for about 280 pounds, saw him at the Shrine game. He's a wide receiver at Mississippi State. That guy's going to be a problem because of his size and because of his former wide receiver skill set. There's mismatches that abound with Lamar Miller, Jordan Thomas, and DeAndre Hopkins, certainly.
Thank you, Cecil. We'll see you tonight, 7 o'clock, here in studio, talking fantasy football. So get your fantasy fix in with Cecil as we're getting closer and closer to fantasy football playoff time, Al.
This is Steve.
Hi.
Steve loves manila folders.
It's true.
That's why he started a company supplying manila folders to large corporations.
In both white and eggshell.
What Steve doesn't love is spending time paying suppliers and browsing for loans. Luckily, First Bank offers time-saving treasury management tools and business loans, so you can spend more time with your passion, even if it's manila folders.
In both white and eggshell.
Okay, Steve. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. Go to eFirstBank.com/business for more details.